From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Former FBI Director James Comey testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee Thursday. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
James Comey broke his silence 1 month after President Trump fired him as FBI director. Comey detailed a series of one-on-one meetings and telephone calls he says Trump orchestrated.
He was asking for something and I was refusing to give it.
Specifically, Comey said the president wanted an end to the FBI's probe of former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The exchanges led Comey to undertake something he had not done with previous presidents, write memos about his dealings with Trump.
I was honestly concerned that he might lie about the nature of our meeting, and so I thought it really important to document.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Mark Kosowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer, said that Comey's testimony made it clear that the president never sought to impede the investigation into attempted Russian interference in the 2016 election. Britain held a snap election Thursday, called in April by Prime Minister Theresa May. VOA's Henry Ridgewell noted there was a lot for voters to consider.
Terrorism, Brexit, and the potential breakup of Britain. The challenges ahead are daunting, and each party is offering very different answers.
Exit poll surveys predict that the Conservatives would get about 314 seats and the Labour Party 266. It also predicts 34 seats for the Scottish National Party and 14 for the Liberal Democrats. The pound lost 2 cents against the dollar before it recovered. For more updates on the election, visit voanews.com. This is VOA. A U.S. military aircraft shot down an armed pro-Syrian government drone after it fired upon U.S.-led coalition members on a patrol in southern Syria on Thursday. The incident was the first time that pro-regime forces attempted to strike coalition forces in the area surrounding the Al-Tanf, an army base where members of the coalition are training Syrians to fight Islamic State fighters. Local counter-Islamic State fighters were patrolling with coalition troops about 60 kilometers east of the Al-Tanf base when the drone, similar in size to an MQ-1 Predator, launched a munition that then failed to detonate. About 40 pro-regime forces had set up camp overlooking a major road northwest of Al-Tanf in an area inside the established deconfliction zone that reaches about 55 kilometers around the base. North Korea's Central News Agency says Pyongyang successfully tested a new ground-to-sea cruise rocket that is capable of striking enemy battleships and staging a military attack. The agency said North Korea launched several land-to-sea missiles early Thursday under the supervision of leader Kim Jong-un. U.S. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said Thursday the resumption of talks with North Korea on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is made more difficult by Pyongyang's increasingly frequent missile tests.
That it's provocative actions, and by continuing with its missile tests, is destabilizing not just for the region. It will cut off that country long-term, globally, but it's destabilizing for the world as well.
The latest missile test firing came just one day after South Korea suspended the deployment of the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, anti-missile system. Australian police investigating a siege earlier this week in which a gunman killed an apartment building receptionist and wounded 3 police officers have raided several homes in the city of Melbourne. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews told Sky News Television on Friday that the raids were conducted in connection with the terrible tragic events of Monday in Brighton. Police have called Monday's siege a terrorist incident. Islamic State has claimed it has killed 2 captive Chinese nationals in southwest Pakistan. The Chinese language instructors were kidnapped at gunpoint 2 weeks ago in Quetta, the capital of the violence-hit Baluchistan province. A Chinese woman accompanying them managed to escape abduction when the gunmen were trying to force them into a vehicle. At least 13 people are dead, including 4 attackers, after Boko Haram launched the deadliest attack in months on the northeast Nigeria city that is the birthplace of the extremist group. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.